for all ages, all abilities, and socioeconomic backgrounds. I do have two employees who would like to share some words and their perspective. First is Teresa De La Rosa.
Hello and good evening, everyone. My name is Teresa, and I've been with Recreation Department for about 6 years now. Prior to my employment, I volunteered for 4 years at the Stanton Family Resource Center, helping out with school programming, as well as events such as Car Show, Santa Siren, and Easter. My favorite memories stem from our summer camp programs and being a part of the planning and implementing process and working directly with our kids. The various programs that we have been able to offer throughout my years here have created long-lasting impacts on our youth. Throughout my years, I have learned and experienced so much diversity working with our community. Working with the community firsthand and assisting them with challenges that they have faced has helped fuel my passion for my community. This past month, I earned my master's degree in social work and will continue to go on to serve our very own community members in a different way. The city of Stanton has helped me build such a compassionate foundation for my community and has taught me that parks do make life better.
Good evening, Mayor and members of the City Council. Thank you for having us tonight as we celebrate Parks and Recreation Month in July. My name is Jessica Cedillo, and I have worked with Stanton's Parks and Recreation for a little over a year. At 6 years old, I started attending the after-school program at the Stanton Community Services Center, not knowing it would be the start of the best time of my life. Since Spanish was the only language I knew, staff assisted me with my homework. In 7 months, thanks to the support from staff, I was much more fluent. I was raised on parks and recreation programs, where I learned about leadership and community advocacy. I grew up with great role models like former council members Al Ethans and Brian Donahue, and Nguyen and Xenia, who showed me what it is to be a real community leader. Now, I am very fortunate to be working alongside some of the recreation staff that saw me grow up and who continue to impact the young members of our community. I love being able to work with our after-school program because I benefited from the same program, and now I can give back. During this past year in our programs, I was able to implement the sign of the day to teach our kids common signs in American Sign Language. We also had guest speakers each month, such as the Fire and Sheriff's Department, and the mother of one of our students who taught our kids to read in Braille. We are very excited to be offering virtual summer camp and adjust to the current times. As for myself, I am a junior at UCI, pursuing bachelor degrees in Spanish and social policy and public service. Thanks to my amazing supervisors for their support and encouragement, I am attending with a full scholarship. With these degrees, I intend to continue working for Parks and Recreation, where I hope to always advocate for my communities. We are just one of the people who have been positively impacted by Parks and Recreation programs throughout the city. We get to see firsthand how our members grow and learn with us. And like Teresa mentioned, parks really do make life better. Thank you.
Thank you. Jessica is going to distribute a few calendars that will be going out to our public, just to highlight some activities that we're able to still manage and still get people out and enjoying all of our parks and fresh air and all the benefits of our programs. Thank you.
Okay, Xenia, if you want to right there, we accept that on from the City Council. Also, just a general comment, you know, we don't have a lot of folks because we really don't have a lot of employees in the city. And I know that your department, especially at the major events that we have, you guys do an awesome job, not only with our volunteers, with our Parks and Recreation Service Board commissioners, they're there helping you. But, you know, your staff goes and be above and beyond what we do as far as providing that service. I think that everything that you've ever done with your leadership and then the leadership of your different people within your group has always been stellar. You know, we can be very proud and you can be very proud of each and every one of the folks that work for you. You know, some of them are part-time, some of them are full-time, but they all work together and they create just wonderful programs. Everything from our senior citizens programs, it's nice to see them out in front of the city hall passing out our food to our seniors during the COVID pandemic right now. trying to open up things as we can. So if you'll please pass that on down the line and let all of them know that they are appreciated and that the reason that we're successful in this community is because of the programs that you provide at this point. Thank you.
Thank you. Those are very kind words. I'm fortunate to work with all of the individuals in the department of the city. I will definitely relay the message.
Okay. Thank you, Zinnia.
Thank you.
Let's give them a big hand. Okay, we'll move on to the consent calendar. Did we have anybody we need to pull anything?
Yes, 9K, please.
Okay, 9.
Make a motion on the balance.
So I'm just switching that to remove coin toss and inserting random draw.
Okay, I think we all received that in an email. Was there any questions on that?
No.
Okay, great. All right, so we're going to go. Is there a second on the balance? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, anybody abstaining or objecting? Okay, we'll move on to Mr. Romero's 9K, please.
Yeah, just real quick, given the nature of my full-time employment, I'd like to keep my distance away from making decisions on deferred compensation plans.
Okay, I'll move 9K.
I'll second it.
All in favor? And Mr. Ramirez will be abstaining?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
True.
All right. Okay, that ends our consent calendar. We'll now move on to our next agenda item, which is 10A, if I can find it. This will be public hearings. This will be a public hearing relative to placing an annual levy and assessment and the installation of maintenance and service providing public lighting, median islands, boundaries, territorial, including Stanton Lighting and Landscaping District 1 for the fiscal year 2021 pursuant to the Landscape and Lighting Act of 1972. Mr. Riggs, do you have any comments? Oh, I'm sorry. Michelle, is that
you? I just changed my hairstyle so you didn't recognize me.
Okay, that's good.
I have a brief staff report. This is the first of two routine public hearings scheduled for tonight. Staff is requesting that the City Council hold a public hearing regarding the proposed fiscal year 2020-21 assessments for the Stanton Lighting and Landscape District and to adopt resolution number 2020-31 that is included as attachment A to the staff report to direct the Orange County Auditor Controller to place the charge on the property tax roll. And just a brief background. These assessments are based on the engineer's report that was prepared by the city's consultant, Harris and Associates, which the City Council approved on May 26th. The proposed assessments are broken out by 6 zone classifications within our district, and the proposed assessments for each of those zones are either the same rate or a lower rate than what was assessed for fiscal year 2019-20. This completes my staff report. I'm available to answer any questions the City Council or public may have. In addition, we have Ms. Carol Hill with Harris Associates, who's available via phone to respond to any questions.
Anybody have any questions? Okay. Okay, I'll at this time open the public hearing. Is there anyone who'd like to comment on item 10A? Okay, hearing none, I'll close it, bring it back to the council. Recommended action is 1 through 3. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Okay, we need a roll call on this, I believe, Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Van?
Yes.
Councilmember
Taylor?
Yes.
Thank you. This will be item 10B. This is a public hearing relative to placing an annual sewer service charge for sewer services on the property tax roll for the fiscal year 2020 and 2021.
All right, good evening. The city charges each residential and commercial property an annual sewer service charge in accordance with Proposition 218 guidelines. On August 8th, 2017, the City Council held a public hearing in accordance with those guidelines and adopted the rate schedules for the annual sewer service charge for fiscal years 2017-18 through fiscal year 21-22. Tonight, we're asking that the City Council approve and adopt resolution number 2020-32, that directs the Orange County Auditor Controller to place the charge on the property tax roll. This completes my staff report. I'm available, and again, Ms. Carol Hill is available via phone to answer any questions you or the public might have.
Okay, at this time, I'll open the public hearing on item 10B. Is there anyone who wishes to address the council on item 10B? Okay, hearing none, I'll close the public hearing, bring it back to the council. Recommended action is 1, 2, and 3. Is there a motion? Okay, roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, well, now we'll move on to any unfinished business. Item 11A, this is approval ordinance 1100. This ordinance was introduced to the regular city council meeting on June 9th of 2020. City Clerk, you want to read in title, please?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, thank you so much. Before you, we have item approval ordinance number 1100. This ordinance was, again, approved at the June 9th City Council meeting for its first reading. The title of ordinance number 1100 is an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Stanton adopting an ordinance to add regulations and zoning standards relating to commercial cannabis businesses, Chapter 5.77, commercial cannabis businesses, and amend Title 20 zoning of the Stanton Municipal Code and determining the ordinance to be exempt from CEQA. The recommended action this evening is to approve the second reading of the ordinance 1100 and adopt ordinance number 1100. That concludes staff's report. Staff is on hand to answer any other questions that you may have. Again, this is just the second reading.
Okay, thank you. I'll bring it back to you guys. Any questions?
Nope.
I have a question. In the last meeting, we talked about the map, and in the map, there was a place that was kind of like right behind Red Ball Hardware that was just across from the Pink Palace, and we had mentioned that that wasn't going to be on the final map, but yet the map that was included with this week's information on this measure was the same map as the last time. So I was wondering if that was just an oversight, or are we looking at the final map, or what?
It's the same map. What will happen is when the applicants go through the process, through the zoning review, they will need to show that they meet the requirements. So this is just a general for reference map only.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Nope.
Okay. Yes, do you want to make some, Amy, you want to make any comments?
I'm here to answer any questions if you have anything for me.
I noticed that there were some changes. Did you want to highlight some of, there were some changes from the previous document? Were you aware of any of those?
I think we discussed some last week. I think those were in line with the council's comments.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to make sure. Okay. So there were some changes, and they were duly noted then? Okay.
That's correct.
I think one of the ones that I noted was the transferability of a license. How did that end up? I'm just curious.
That was a section that we eliminated. I don't have a reference to 5.74.
That's what it was, yeah.
It was deleted from the proposed ordinance.
Okay, so tell me what was deleted and what was the final document? Explain it to me.
There were a few sections.
If somebody violates their permit, can they not reapply? That was one of the questions that I had.
There are sections that if they violate the permit or if it's revoked, they cannot apply again. Okay. There is an appeal process, however, but if it were revoked, it cannot be approved.
Okay.
So your question, and this lends itself somewhat to that question, was there was a section 5.77.0140 limitations on reapplication that would be removed, that was removed from the ordinance as requested by council in the last meeting.
Okay, and that also has to do with transferability? Are they not transferable?
They are not transferable.
Okay, great, thank you. Any other questions, guys? Gary, do you have a question? Alice? Okay, the recommended action then is to have the clerk read the title, which we've done, and then we'll have a roll call vote on this, correct? Okay, go ahead. Oh, yeah, is there a motion? I'm sorry.
Motion.
Okay. Okay, we're good to go.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Lanier?
Yes.
No. Okay, we'll move on to item 12. I'm sorry, 11B. Okay, this will be an ordinance that was introduced at our regular city council meeting on June the 9th. You want to read it for me again, Madam Clerk, please?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This ordinance number 1101 was again introduced at the June 9th meeting. Title of ordinance 1101 is an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Stanton, California, amending sections 20.230.030, 20.230.050, and Table 2-11 of Chapter 20.230 of the Stanton Municipal Code to increase the density range to 80 dwelling units per acre. Ooh. To increase the maximum number of stories, maximum height of buildings, and residential use within the South Gateway Mixed Use Overlay Zone. Recommended action this evening is for City Council to adopt ordinance number 1101. For any questions that you may have.
Carrie, do you have a question? Okay. All right, do we have a motion?
Second.
Okay. Again, we need roll call, please, Madam Clerk.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, we're now moving on to 12C. This is an ordinance to introduce at a regular city council meeting on June the 9th. Madam Clerk, you want to read this one?
Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. Approval of ordinance number 1102. The title is an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Stanton approving a development agreement between the City of Stanton and Bonanni Development for certain real property located at 12736 Beach Boulevard within the City of Stanton, pursuant to California Government Code Section 65864, and making CEQA findings in connection therewith. The recommended actions that we approve, adopt ordinance number 1102. That concludes staff's report. Staff is here to answer any questions that you may have.
Any questions? Okay, then we're gonna go on and we'll be adopting ordinance 1102 with a motion.
Second.
Okay, roll call, Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Ramirez?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Van? Mayor Pro Tem Warren?
Yes.
Mayor Schauer?
Yes, and we have no new business, so we'll move on to 13. This is oral communication. At this time, members of the public may address the city council, successor agency, Stanton Housing Authority regarding any items within our subject matter jurisdiction of the city council, successor agency, Stanton Housing Authority, provided that no action may be taken on non-agenda items. We're gonna, again, request that you keep your comments to 3 minutes. Madam Clerk, do we have any requests to speak? Okay, thank you. Okay, that being said, I'm going to go ahead and close oral communications. Written communications, we have none. Mayor, chairman, council, agency, authority initiated business. Committee reports, council, agency, authority businesses, or announcements. Okay, council, agency, authority initiated items, future council meeting. Yes.
Yeah, study session also, but I'd like to take a look at our fireworks policy in the city, whether we want to keep safe and sane fireworks or just ban them all. I was talking to the chief, and it is a lot easier if we just ban all fireworks as far as enforcement goes. I'm getting a lot of complaints on that. The other issue that we need to balance it with is how much the two charities are making here. I'd like to look at that again. The benefits versus the cost to our residents and our patrol and all that.
Okay, so do you have a form for account?
I do.
Okay, good. Perfect. Yeah, thank you.
I'll just give it to
you. Yeah, that's good. Okay, thank you. Anybody else want to add something? Okay, cool. All right, now we'll move on to, we're at 15D. This is city council-related items, discussions regarding purchase of audio recording software for city council, commission meetings with capabilities to post the audio. I think that's you, Alice, right? Go ahead.
So the reason why I brought this up is because I believe that during this era of COVID-19 and the pandemic, I do feel that our city has had issues with allowing, you know, we have a full room today, but we even received an e-comment where one of the residents had mentioned that he really wanted to attend a council meeting, but he couldn't because he would be putting himself at risk, and he, you know, what I know from his story is that he has an older person that he lives with that he could be putting at risk. And so I didn't think it was fair for the city to be in a position where we're having to make residents decide, do I want to be informed and, you know, participate in our local government, or do I want to stay healthy and protect the people I love? And because of that situation, I think our city needs to move forward and think about, you know, our neighboring cities, what are they doing? And for the most part, it looks like everyone is providing at least audio, if not video recordings, online and accessible and available to anyone who wants to understand what our government is about. And I think it's good for our city to have that transparency, to have that accessibility, and to show our residents that we do want them to be involved. We want to get residents to be engaged, and I think this is a great way to do it. And from speaking to the city clerk as well as city staff, my understanding is that we have this capability. We're very close. We already record the meetings. I think we record them in 5-minute increments. Correct me if I'm wrong, Madam Clerk.
That's correct.
And so we can make that investment to have better recording capabilities and make that investment to figure out how we can post this on our website in a way that's accessible to everybody.
You're for any questions.
Patricia.
Yes, sir.
How many requests do we get for copies of our audio, and let's say in the last 5 years?
Pre-pandemic, it was very little to none.
I beg your pardon?
Very little to none, pre-pandemic.
In the last 5 years?
I couldn't, for the last 5 years, not including this time where we started the in-person participation versus Zoom meetings, I would honestly have to say maybe 2 to 3. Very rare, unless there's an item that particularly pertains to a specified case or an item that didn't pass by council where people wanted to listen to it further into detail. But after this pandemic, people like the idea of being able to listen at home. And now that we're doing the in-person participation, like Ms. Van said, there are people who are continuing now to ask for those recordings because they know it's available now.
And what's our turnaround on it?
Currently, I have been working for Martin. Like Ms. Van said, our system is a little bit older, so it does record the meeting currently in 5-minute increments in case of a power outage. You don't lose the whole recording, you only lose 5 minutes of that recording. We were able to purchase an addendum software, so it does take time to take that minute, transfer it into one audio file that's available to the public, and then we are very close. We could post it to our website, however, our website does have that capability where we are not allowed to post such a large file to our website. So currently I am converting the files that we do have, posting it onto a Google Doc, and providing a link to the public.
Would we use Graticus?
We do not use Graticus.
No, I said, would we use Graticus if we did this?
I would have to search through that. Graticus isn't a platform that I'm interested in. I don't hear a lot of good things from it. I did a lot of research when we were going to Zoom meetings, and Graticus wasn't a favorite amongst the clerk's world.
Do we have any idea what the cost would be on this on a monthly basis?
It could depend. We could go with one full software upgrade and continue what we have.
because currently we are capable of transferring the file into one audio MP3 file and posting it to the website. But we can't, because there's a limitation on our website that only allows us to upload a certain amount of data. So, but I do know that we are in a RFP process for our website that could potentially help us, but that hinders us, that cap.
So our website as it is now would not?
It doesn't support the size, no. Just like with your agenda, it did not support the size.
Okay, what's the pleasure of the council? Any questions?
So currently, Ms. Van asked it to be agendized. This is the second part of it. She just needs consensus to move forward with it, and that's when I would begin to start researching the type of products that are available, the cost, and create a staff report and bring that back to you.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion that we at least look into what the cost would be,
okay,
and also what technology could possibly be available. So if there's anybody else interested in at least taking a look at what's out there. I know that sometimes it gets pretty cumbersome, and also the fact that it's time consuming, and you know, we do have limited staff resources, so I think we need to look at the big picture, but I think it's worth at least, you know, since it was requested by a council person, at least maybe we could take a look at it. I don't see any harm in that. I would like to see the compatibility with our existing website, if that's what the council wants to do, and then also what the ongoing costs would be, and also, you know, I do know that we do public, don't we publish these in documents?
What the City of Stanton's current records retention policy is that our minutes are our record of our meetings. So once the minutes are approved, 30 days after approval, that recording is then destroyed.
And then we do post, don't we post the...
We post our minutes to the website.
So they're already posted online on our website, right?
Correct, our minutes.
Okay.
Not the audio. But then again, just keep in mind, once we approve the minutes, which that is our historical record, the recording of this meeting then gets destroyed because the minutes are our historical documentation record of what happened at that meeting.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good with this. I mean, pre-pandemic, obviously we had talks on the block. We have people coming in, we have much more chairs here, I get that. And I can appreciate the fact that people want to be concerned about their health, that's completely fine.
Yeah.
One takeaway though, and maybe I'm jumping the gun here, is I'd like to be able to track the usage. So whatever platform we go with, I want to make sure we're able to track it just to make sure it's meaningful and it's worth the cost. That's my only ask.
In order to maybe get a little more information, maybe we could go back in the archives. I would be interested to see how many written things we actually get requested, you know. Also, how many, you know, other copies of the tape have been requested. Like you said, two in the last 5 years. And then also, do we track how many hits we get on the website on how many people actually look at our minutes?
I don't have access to that, but I don't see why we wouldn't be doing that.
Right.
Okay, that might be some really good information. It would help us make a decision versus usage versus cost. So I think that would be a key factor in our determination. So if you guys are okay with that, and it doesn't take a lot of staff time, we could at least look at it.
I think Mr. Taylor has a question, Mr. Mayor.
I beg your pardon?
Mr. Taylor has a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Our minutes right now really don't go into much detail.
Correct. We are in action minute format, which is typical for most cities. I think, Mr. Taylor, you're used to seeing summary minutes, which are planning commission minutes. Those right. Do have to be more detailed, as they are a quasi-judicial body where they need to be recording and documenting more of what's discussed. But city council minutes are action.
Would it be cumbersome to move over to the type of minutes the planning commission?
It's a possibility. I am one person in my department, and that is one of my responsibilities. And of course, if that's the decision of the council, I'll be more than happy to do so. Currently, we don't go into more detail. Me, I do put a little bit more than we should, being in action format minutes, but definitely if it's the leisure of the council, I'm more than happy to do so.
I think automating it's the correct answer.
Alice, go ahead.
Quick question. You had mentioned that we had very few pre-pandemic. How many have we had post-pandemic?
Post-pandemic, I would say when we first started pre-meeting, meeting in person, I would get around to four requests. So for the June 9th, I've only received two requests.
Okay. So you're telling me that for the month of, I guess, was it April, May, and June, the amount of requests has basically tripled the past 5 years before the pandemic?
Correct.
So it sounds like there is a lot of interest post-pandemic. And would it be more time-consuming to write action minutes or to record and then upload audio recordings of our minutes?
It depends on council. Again, either way, our records retention policy clearly states that once the minutes are approved, the recordings are destroyed.
And that's a policy?
That is a city council approved policy, yes.
Okay.
So follow-up question. So you get 6 in 1 month, you get 2 the following month. Are those 2 the same that requested the month before?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So essentially, we probably have the same 3 people every single meeting asking for these reports.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
Go ahead, Carol.
I would think with Jared's RFP for a new website that's going out, that could be another thing added to the website as a playback feature on MP3. The other thing is because we're going forward with a new website, there should be SEO tracking on the site where we will know how many people hit each and every page and be able to track their path through the website. That's one way you keep an engaging website going. So I think maybe a discussion on what's in your RFP would be a good one on that.
And that's definitely that I did add. I asked the PIO to include in their RFP was increasing the limit of what we need to post, that there should be no cap in what the city needs to post, as well as having the accessibility to post MP3s. Because even though it states in our records retention system that we do destroy those minutes, the recordings, we really don't have to if we don't want to, but we would need to update the records management policy.
At least give you a storage cap.
Exactly.
At whatever point in time you need more than that, you can increase it.
Correct. And I did ask for that to be included in the RFP.
So, go ahead.
Can you comment on the sound system in our city hall? Because I remember one of the e-comments had mentioned that the audio recordings may not be very clear, and they were saying that perhaps we should invest in a better sound quality.
Yes, so with the request of the audio recordings, we are also now getting inquiries to why they cannot hear. So I noticed that the last meeting I was running around changing batteries. We asked you to speak directly into the mics. Obviously, it's a little bit harder now that we're muffled with masks, but the audio recording system in this chambers is the same system that was built with this system and this building. The only newest additions are the 3 microphones, and the company that came in stated that our system cannot handle any more upgrades. It would have to have a complete overhaul.
Okay, so why don't we give you some time, and then when, since you're the city clerk, let us know when you'll be able to come back with that report, and
yes,
then we'll get it on the agenda and we can discuss. Is that all right, Alice? Okay.
So we have a full consensus on council to move forward?
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, then we'll move on to 16. This is items from our city attorney. City manager.
No items tonight, Mr. Mayor.
And the sheriff's department. Since you read his last time, can he read yours this time?
Good evening, Mayor and City Council members. I'll be covering May's statistical data for Stanton Police Services. In May, Stanton deputies responded to 1,889 calls for service, an increase of 416 calls from the previous month. Deputies made 33 arrests, issued 11 criminal citations, and the gang enforcement detail arrested 1 documented gang member. As of May 22nd, all motorists have resumed traffic enforcement duties. During his 1 week of enforcement, Stanton's motor deputy issued 80 citations. Due to the recent civil unrest and protests that occurred throughout Southern California, the Orange County Sheriff's Department was placed on tactical alert. For over a week, deputies worked 12 hours on, 12 hours off in order to bolster staffing levels. Stanton's staffing levels were doubled during the tactical alert. On several occasions, deputies, including those assigned to Stanton, were deployed throughout Orange and LA counties to address the unrest. Stanton had 1 major protest that occurred on Saturday, June 6th. Approximately 80 people participated in the protests, which started at Stanton City Hall, proceeded onto the sidewalks of Beach Boulevard and Catella Avenue, and concluded at City Hall. The crowd remained peaceful, stayed out of traffic lanes, and was continuously monitored by Stanton Police Services. This concludes my presentation, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
No, just Chief, what a great job you guys did during that weekend. So, and we've already asked you to pass out on down the rank and file. And we know that we've had some challenges in the community over the last 3 months, and just keep up the good work. That's all we can ask. Go ahead.
I know you guys are out there. It has sounded like a war zone with illegal fireworks and stuff, and then all of a sudden it just stopped. And I mean, you could have dropped a pin in the city last night and you would have heard it. There wasn't one single one out of Stanton, but there was one terrible one out of Garden Grove. But anyway, thank you. Thank you for being out there.
Any other questions? Thank you, Chief. Okay. Okay, before I adjourn tonight, I'm going to be adjourning tonight's meeting in honor of Beverly Henry. We all know Beverly is a member, or was a member, of our Parks and Recreation Commission for many, many years. She also volunteered for so many things in our community. You know, she was still working in the schools before her untimely passing. I think she'll long be remembered that no matter what job we had here in the city, she was always here to help us. Her interest in parks and recreation was simply because of her work with kids. She always worked with the Boys and Girls Club. She worked with the Lions Club and anything else she could do to help in our community with young kids. So what I'm gonna do tonight when I adjourn in her honor is that we'll make sure that a nice little certificate goes to her family on behalf of the entire council. That being said, if I'm going to go ahead and adjourn, and we'll see y'all for the next show.